I'm Ian. Welcome to Creator Coco. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's Creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, we talk about what we are reading, specifically Shakespeare and Atomic Habits. I hope you learn something that helps you become a better creator. Fine. So I'll start by talking about Shakespeare a bit. I've always been interested in Shakespeare, even as a kid. I don't know. It's just something that has been marketed so well throughout history. Like, you hear about Shakespeare, you have movies which are based on Shakespeare stories. You have famous like words and characters like Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Othello, and characters like that. So like, it's in the culture, like all these probably hundreds of years ago, this guy's writing is still in our culture. And that has always interested me. And I started my Shakespeare journey with Romeo and Juliet as a kid. Of course, that's why you should start, because that's like one of the most popular like stories by Shakespeare. And it's probably the one people know the most. And it's a love story between these two families and these two characters, and they love each other. And then there's death and deception, and there's life lessons in there, and lessons about power, and lessons about how people interact, and lessons about humanity. And the beautiful thing about Shakespeare, and also the thing that keeps people away from Shakespeare, is the wording and the type of English that he uses. It can be a bit, it sounds like old English, but when you actually read it and actually try to get what he's trying to say, it's very, very beautifully written. Like the way he expresses people's emotions, and the way he talks about how things happened, it's crazy how when you start getting used to that kind of language, you just start appreciating that someone was telling these kinds of stories at this time. And so what I'm reading now is called Julius Caesar. It's the story of, a bunch of jealous kind of senators. Okay, it's the story of Julius Caesar and his death, and I think what happens after his death. And this is actually a very, very fascinating story for me, this story of Rome. I also get a lot of information about this from the Dan Carlin Hardcore History podcast. And coincidentally, I was reading Julius Caesar, and at the same time, I'm also listening to some of those Roman podcasts, which I've had a bunch of times. So I'm very familiar with the story of Rome. And it's so cool to see it from Shakespeare's perspective, to see the same historical event happening through now Shakespeare's event, where you have the characters and they have life, and you can see that they're discussing among themselves how they're gonna kill Caesar. And then they eventually kill Caesar. And then now they are like running around. They feel like they've done something good by killing Caesar. And they'll probably come to a rude awakening when they realize the extent of what they've done. And Shakespeare describes it very beautifully. He has some amazing quotes in there, like some things even I've highlighted myself, some very inspiring stuff. And he portrays Caesar as someone who's like extremely confident. And that really comes through, and that's admirable. It's a character like you're rooting for before they kill him. So That's Shakespeare and Julius Caesar. I'm reading Julius Caesar. I'm not done yet.
So about the old English, I actually don't mind it. I get what you mean. I read Sherlock Holmes, I think the original book, the one that was written a long time ago, and it had kind of the same old English. But I get it. Once you understand what they're saying and everything, it becomes quite fun to read.
Yeah, and a lot of people stay away from Shakespeare and those kinds of things, because the first time you get into it, it's like, it's old, and what am I doing reading old stuff? So, okay, cool. So that's Shakespeare. I now have an objective. I want to read as much Shakespeare as I can, and so I'm going to go through a lot of Shakespeare books in the next few years, probably. So what about you? Have you read anything interesting in the last, in the recently? Any interesting thing you've come across?
So currently I'm about to finish Atomic Habits. I realized it was a very fundamental book that I had never read before. And it's honestly like a life-changing book. It's extremely important in life to know those four ways that habits form and how you can break bad ones and just noticing the kind of person you are. And I love the way that it's not ex exactly told like a self-help book. It's more like a self-transformation book, like how you can actually just transform yourself. And I like how easily it's told. It's like it's just four basic, things that can lead into nice habits, and destructive, habits. And so yeah, that's the one I'm currently reading. It's extremely dope. I love it. I've actually changed a few of my habits as I read the book, and it works. It actually works. And I also love the fact that it comes from a place of transforming yourself first. It's not like it's not a superficial kind of advice or like, oh yeah, today go do this and then tomorrow you'll be okay. No, it I love the fact that it's told like you're being literally told that you can change the kind of person who you are first in order to achieve the kind of habits that kind of person that you want to be usually does. Anyway, yeah, so that's what I'm reading currently. It's helped me a lot. It's actually extremely fun to notice your habits, how they start, what rewards you get, what are your cues, what's the craving and everything. So it's fun. It's fun, but also very fundamental as well. So yeah, Atomic Habits.
Yeah, and that whole idea about using small steps and making small changes in your life in order for them to build up to something much larger is such an important idea. Because a lot of people, when they have these big dreams and you want to get started with something, okay, at least I used to have this idea that you need to do something grand or you need to change your life in a big way. But if you just do things slowly, you start small, and you improve over time, you're going to make a much bigger difference than you would otherwise, right?